As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock hour, Stanley Cup final week. Very exciting. You will hear the games here. Don't forget, 560 QAM. I'll give you a little road to a repeat that's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Couple of notes. I know it's Monday, and we got a couple days before game one, but if you cannot get enough, there are a couple of broadcast notes. Florida Panthers and Scripps Sports will air tonight an episode of Panthers Primetime. Primetime Panthers. That's tonight, 7 p.m. on Channel 39 in Dayton Broward or South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. That is the Eastern Conference Finals episode of Primetime Panthers. So they'll take you through all the games with Carolina and get you ready for Wednesday night's matchup. NHL Network, they begin their Stanley Cup final coverage tomorrow. They have the Stanley Cup Media Day from Edmonton, Alberta, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. It'll happen during our show. It is Media Day up in Edmonton. You can watch the entire Media Day live on NHL Network. We'll have some sound from it as well. Obviously, all the local sportscasters are up there, so you'll be able to follow along as to what's going on social media. But there's going to be plenty of Stanley Cup final coverage beginning tomorrow, actually tonight on Scripps, and then tomorrow, NHL Network. It's almost wall-to-wall every day. Yeah. So there will be a lot of content to consume regarding the Panthers-Oilers series. I want to talk about something with the Miami Dolphins this hour, so let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I had some Dolphins and Heat notes to get to. And
what do you got?
Both relatively breaking, I say that in air quotes, about an hour has gone by for the Miami Heat news. Would you prefer I start with the Heat, or would you prefer I start with the Dolphins?
A little Heat stuff.
The Miami Heat have announced their preseason home games. Yes, we're already at that point. Their preseason home games.
When's that start? I guess October?
First week of October. October 6th, they'll play the Milwaukee Bucks, maybe with Giannis, maybe without Giannis.
Oh, that could be a revenge game for Giannis.
So June, July, August, September, October. Okay, I'll get ready.
October 8th will be against the San Antonio Spurs with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
And then October 17th will be versus the Memphis Grizzlies with maybe Ja Morant. Maybe not Ja Morant.
Oh, you know what? He's another another whale that I don't mention, KD and Giannis, but Ja probably. Zion's got some issues. I'm not certain what his trade market is right now because seems to have some issues.
Story's right up our alley. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp play tomorrow, by the way.
They got to get Mervis in that lineup.
I mean, he's probably now. I don't know if that's home or away. Looks like they're playing Durham. Is there a Durham team?
There are, yeah, the Durham Bulls.
It's collapsible dog bowl giveaway day.
Oh, wow. That's what you want to be a part of.
Who plays first for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Hawk?
I'm really just starting a deep dive. I'm at the beginning. I'm not going to be able to to get you that right away.
Let me see. I looked this up. Glossophobia. Okay. Speech anxiety. That's
no,
what it's
but
called.
There's another name for public speaking anxiety.
Glossophobia.
No, I think there's something else.
When I look up something and I tell you what it's called, then you always disagree with me. It's called glossophobia.
Because I would recognize the term. And that's not it.
Jesus Christ.
Did you search fear of public speaking?
Fear of public speaking phobia, glossophobia, speech anxiety.
Nah, I'm not talking about speech anxiety, though. I'm talking about fear of public speaking.
Glossophobia is the strong fear of public speaking that can be significantly interfere with all daily life and anything you need to do.
Connor Gillespie is on the Jumbo Shrimp. Oh. Remember, my wife and I are very good friends with his wife.
Yeah. Do you guys want to pretend?
That's the team Yuri Perez. Yuri Perez is pitching for them. He's going to be up in the majors like in the next week or two.
Yeah. We could probably do a couple segments here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, get some free Jumbo Shrimp merch.
I mean, I don't know why we're – how long does it take to get to Jacksonville? 4 hours?
About four, yeah.
See what Fred's doing later in the week.
I can call him.
Because I would imagine if they got Fred Taylor to go to a Jumbo Shrimp game.
Oh, we'll get through the red carpet pulled out for us.
Yeah.
Manifest physical symptoms like trembling, sweating, racing heart, shortness of breath. It can lead to emotional symptoms like feeling overwhelmed, anxiety, and even panic attacks. Jumbo, we got you locked in, baby.
Let's go.
Is there a cure?
Treatment and management. Coping strategies, they say. I don't know what that means.
I'm looking it up right now. It is called glossophobia.
I just said glossophobia.
It is a specific type of social phobia where the individual experiences intense anxiety or fear in situations where they're speaking or performing in front of others. Feel like there's a different name. I think this is a new name.
They just created this.
Yeah.
The number one phobia in the world was just created 2-3 days ago.
No, I think they changed the name. It was called something different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he got married.
It could be.
He took his husband's name.
Wait, so glossophobia plays first for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp?
Correct, but hopefully Mervis takes his spot.
Clean up.
All right, what do you got in the headlines? So he gave us a little Heat tidbit. Give us a little Dolphins tidbit.
There's one more on the Miami Heat.
Oh, there's more?
Ira Winderman tweeted earlier today that numerous international reports have former Raptors assistant and current Spanish national team coach Sergio Scariolo as a candidate to join Coach Spo's Heat staff. Now, if you kind of extrapolate that out, you would say, oh, Chris Quinn is another finalist for the San Antonio, for the Phoenix Suns head coaching position. There was reporting on that. Maybe Quinn is actually headed to Phoenix, and Scariolo would join Coach Spo's staff and replace Chris Quinn. However, this morning, ESPN reported that the Suns have narrowed their head coaching search down to two finalists, Chris Quinn not one of those finalists.
All right.
So anybody who saw Ira's tweet earlier and just made that immediate jump like I did, just know I did the extra legwork here, and Quinn is not a finalist for the Suns' job, according to ESPN.
All right.
What did he say, Hulk?
I don't know, but he said he did extra legwork, but I don't know. He saw Woj's tweet or Sham's tweet.
You're welcome.
But we also.
What did you say?
Here's the Dolphins news as of 6 minutes ago.
I understood Jimmy's dissertation more than what you just said.
So how did you get the audio?
Yeah, do we have the audio yet?
No, not yet. I have to get it.
We got to get that.
We got to. I don't know what he said.
Jimmy sounded like he was on AM radio going under a bridge.
Or changing a station.
As of 16 minutes ago, the Miami Dolphins have officially placed left tackle Teron Armstead on the reserve retired list.
Gives me an opportunity to revisit my Liam Eikenberg tape, if you're interested.
Oh, goodness gracious, Hawk, I heard this.
No, but I didn't say that he's a Pro Bowler. All I said was the way people complain about Liam Eikenberg is unfounded.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hawk, every time there's a breakdown, he's a part of it.
Nah. Do you remember Mark Colombo?
Yes, he was terrible.
That's right. Liam Eikenberg is not Mark Colombo.
Liam Eikenberg is in the middle of a lot of bad plays.
That was my only point. So he's not Mark Colombo.
So he's a C minus.
He's a C.
Mark Colombo was an F. We remember that. Mark Colombo's knees didn't work. Liam Eikenberg is a D plus C minus.
He's a C. He's out there. He's taking up space. Sometimes he's getting pushed into the quarterback. Sometimes he's not, but he's out there.
Tua's always in trouble.
I want to talk about Tua. It's the thing I want to talk about, but let's finish headlines. I'll do it in the next segment because I have an interesting
If I'm going into a game as the quarterback, I do not want Liam at any position because it's putting my life on the line.
I don't know. He's been doing it a while.
I don't know.
No, he's been doing it a while. And, you can't fool every personnel guy, every coach, every position coach, year after year after year. Isn't Cam Smith a perfect example? Like, you don't get on the field if you're not good enough. Period, end of story. Michael Agnew. You can't continuously fool people over and over and over. And Liam Eikenberg is out there season after season after season. So what does that suggest to you? That every coach, every position coach, every personnel person is fooled every season?
No, that he has been on no other teams other than the Dolphins. He's fooled Chris Greer, and he's good enough because they're not drafting anybody better than him.
If they could
bring in anyone, he is not going to play. If they have any – what's the boy? They just drafted some fat boy in the third, fourth round. I don't even remember his name. If he can play, Liam Eikenberg is not going to – they've been trying to replace Liam for years.
I'm not disagreeing with that. My point is Mark Colombo was so bad, it was got to get him out of here. He can't play.
Got to go.
And that's the way people talk about Liam Eikenberg, and it's just not the truth.
He didn't fool Chris Greer. Chris Greer needs Liam Eikenberg to work because he took him in the second round.
I mean, how many seasons has he played? Four or five?
This will be his fourth season. He was drafted in 2021.
Mm. I mean, he got out of him what he needed to get. Like, I don't think that Chris Greer is attached to him at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a second round whiff. The Michael Agnew thing was such a story because it was a third round whiff, right? I mean, they drafted him in the third round. He never touched the field. Like, Liam Eikenberg, like, whatever. Been out there for three seasons.
You know what? I see both sides. Liam is not. What's the D end out of Oregon?
Deion Jordan
was terrible. Liam Eikenberg. Deion Jordan should not have been drafted. You know, Michael Agnew should not have even been on anybody's list. I feel what you're saying, Hawk.
Liam Eikenberg. That's all I'm saying.
He can play in the league.
He's not a Pro Bowler. He can play in the league. He's become a whipping boy for Dolphins fans, and to me, it's just misplaced.
But it's every time Tua gets hit, Liam is looking at him. You should be looking the other way.
But when you say
you should
can
be
play...
looking at the defense, you shouldn't be looking back at the quarterback.
Fair.
When you say he can play in the league, like what like that? That's the standard. I'm asking.
But again, you're misplacing the argument. I'm not saying is he good? Should he be starting? I'm saying the amount of heat that he gets is unwarranted because we've seen a bad offensive lineman before. It was Mark Colombo, gone out of here. Guy's ridiculous. And that's just not the case with Liam Eichenberg.
Are
you asking, should he be better? Would they be better off if they had a better Liam Eichenberg? Of course. Yeah. That's not up for debate.
They tried him at tackle. He was awful. They moved him to center because the Dolphins needed a center. He was terrible at center. Literally one of the worst centers in the NFL in a short sample size.
That's a difficult position.
Okay. But you were drafted with the second round pick. And then they moved him to guard. And Hawk, I read you the numbers the other day. Statistically, one of the worst guards in the NFL.
That's not true. You read some very good numbers too.
I'll go back. He's no Vernon Carey. He's no Richmond Webb. No Dwight Stevenson. He's no Larry Little. We can go far back as that. We can stay. He's no Robert Hunt. Robert Hunt was a Pro Bowl. Robert Hunt could run circles around him at guard. He's not that.
I just typed it into AI. Is Liam Eichenberg good? Here's the AI overview. Liam Eichenberg is a Miami Dolphins offensive lineman who has been praised for his versatility and team-first attitude. But his on-field performance has been a mixed bag, with some sources rating him as adequate or okay rather than good. That's all I'm saying, by the way. That's all I'm saying. Dolphins Nation makes him out to be the biggest bust in draft history. And all I'm saying is it's a little overdone at this point with Liam Eichenberg.
Cam Smith is more of an embarrassment. Jason Allen.
I think so. Can't get on the field.
Deion Jordan is way more of an embarrassment to him.
Well, yeah, Deion Jordan was a top 10 pick, and they traded up for him.
What Austin Jackson is doing as a first rounder is almost just as embarrassing as what Liam Eichenberg is doing at a second rounder.
Stop.
Honestly, yes.
Stop, man. That's crazy.
I'm a left tackle. Oh, no, we're moving to right tackle. Okay, we'll try a left tackle again. Okay, Liam Eichenberg and Austin Jackson are on the same page. They're C players. They're C players.
That's all I'm saying.
Austin Jackson was a really good right tackle. It took him some time to get there. Don't get me wrong, Crowder. But for the past 2 years, Austin Jackson, you could argue, has been the most reliable outside of the two centers that Miami has had, Aaron Brewer, and I'm forgetting the guy's
name.
Connor
Williams.
Yeah. Outside of those two, Austin Jackson's been the most reliable player on the line for the Dolphins the past 2 years until he got hurt this year because Teron Armstead was missing so many games. Liam Eichenberg is only out there because Chris Greer, you're saying, Hawk, he's on the team. He's on the team. He's getting playing time. The only reason he's getting playing time is because Chris Greer and the Dolphins refuse to acknowledge that the offensive line desperately needs new players.
But again, what you're saying is, though, they do have backups, right? They have backups for the offensive line.
No, he is the backup for the offensive line, and he's being forced to play.
But you understand what I'm saying. They still have him out there playing. Brian Flores was given roster players that Chris Greer wanted out there, and Brian Flores said no. Tua. He did it with Tua. Again, it becomes like I'm making this defense that Liam Eichenberg is an all-pro lineman, and it's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, the way Dolphins fans talk about him, we've seen busts here before. That dude's not on that list. He's not.
I get what you're saying. He's not the reason the Dolphins are losing.
That's what a lot of fans make it sound
Jonah,
like.
He's
like,
not
oh,
the
Liam
reason
Eichenberg's back. Five wins,
That's why they drafted Jonah, the Samoan name. I'm terrible with it. Savanenganenganenganenia. If he can play,
do I have to drop that?
Liam,
I don't know. You might.
Laying the nigga Naya. If he can play, Liam's not.
He a fan.
Savannah Naya. The Naya. I left the G's out. If he can play, Liam Eichenberg's not going to play. So they're trying.
Correct.
But he would have been cut. I can see Solana. To Hawk's point, too, and I don't, I've used Liam Eichenberg as a punchline for years
now. Used him, too. And there are times during games where you're going to go, oh, my God, that guy's the worst. Like, I'm with that.
I thought he was blind one game a couple years ago. I was like, do you see this big-ass dude sitting here in front of you? Why don't you touch him? But I would put Liam starting games, I'd put that back on Chris Greer because you should have found a replacement for him a long time ago.
Somebody texts in, Hawk is slightly changing my poor opinion of Liam Eikenberg. If I can change one Dolphins fan's opinion, my job here is done.
Get you a jersey.
Well, I don't know about that.
How many Eikenbergs have been sold?
Well, I guess, do they make the players buy their own jerseys? Because two, at least, road and home.
What? I don't even know his number. What is it, 77? I don't know.
74, I think. 74.
74?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, you'll know it on game one. When two was in his favorite position.
Go get him, big man.
Here's the Dolphins news that I wanted to get to that does not involve Hawk's favorite player, Liam Eikenberg.
See, he reversed Tua on me. The way what we've done with Tua to him, I got reversed Tua.
Drew Rosenhaus was on WSVN 70. He does that hit weekly on Sunday nights with Josh Moser. And obviously, Jonnu Smith was brought up. Crowder, while you were gone, I'm sure you saw Dolphins were in contact with the Steelers about a potential Jonnu Smith trade because, according to reports, Jonnu Smith told the Dolphins, I want more money. Here's what Drew Rosenhaus said. Quote, here's what I'll say on behalf of my client. He is Jonnu's agent. Jonnu would definitely like to stay in Miami. That's his first choice. This is where he lives in the offseason. He had a record-breaking season last year. It was the best season ever for a Dolphins tight end. He broke the team record. We know what he did. He goes on to list all those things, and he's an incredibly valuable part of this team. He went to college at FIU. His dream team is the Dolphins. So those were his comments regarding his client.
Yeah.
All right.
32nd highest paid tight end in the league, and he was a Pro Bowler. That's unacceptable. I'm with Jonnu on this. I haven't talked to him, but, you know, I know Jonnu. He needs more money. Pay him.
The only problem is, as I was saying to Solana last week, the only problem is the Dolphins are in trouble because they just kept reworking contracts for anyone who wanted one. And I think that they have reached a point where they're saying, yeah, we're not doing that anymore because we're in trouble because of doing that. So I'm not saying he's not worthy of it because, as we said last week, he was really – and we love Jonnu Smith. Certainly Solana loves him. He had probably the best offensive season on the team. So he certainly warrants more money. The problem is, are they going to keep operating in this fashion, which is, okay, you need more money, we'll give you more money, and then we get to the end of Christian Wilkins' contract and we've got no money for him. Or we get to the end of, who's the guy that went to Minnesota?
Javon Holland.
Andrew Van Ginkle. Like, you know, and it's like, well, we gave your money to Jaylen Waddle, sorry.
And this is a Chris Greer problem again. I'm not just piling on Chris Greer. He became Tua's go-to guy for a number of games. You pay Jaylen Waddle. Jaylen Waddle was getting three targets a game, catching one. Then Jonnu becomes Tua's favorite target over the middle. He's big. He can run. They're running damn screens and reverses with him. What are you? Are you in lockstep with your coaching staff and your GM to who is the most important part of this whole thing?
Guess what I just ordered.
Hawk, don't wear that shirt.
Guess what I just ordered.
Hawk, don't wear that shirt. Me and you are going to wrestle.
I'm getting Liam Eikenberg shirts for the entire show.
I'm fine.
You get an Eikenberg. You get an Eikenberg. You get an Eikenberg. Anyone gets an Eikenberg. No, I'm ordering this. I'm doubling down, baby.
You've heard of the Mervis Militia? Welcome to the show that owns the Eikenbros.
We're the Eikenbros. We're the Eikenbros. That's
We're
brilliant.
Not the Eikenbros.
We
not.
Are the Eikenbros.
I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out.
You can't be out. You can only get I'm beaten out of the Eikenbros.
By who, Jimmy?
Listen, you don't want to. You don't want to take on the Eikenbros.
I'll take a couple of stuttering jabs.
You about to be? I'm coming. That's a great name.
Well, when you say we, so here is the
four of us.
The Eichen Bros.
I can only see your ass. No, all four of us are the Eichen Bros.
We're not the Eichen Bros.
Yeah, we're the Eichen Bros.
I don't want to be in it.
You're in. It's too late.
It's not too late. You have to.
They already ordered the shirt. I ordered the shirt. It's too late.
The Crips and the Bloods don't just make you a Crip or Blood. You have to do something to get in. I don't want it. Yeah. We got to do anything.
Yeah. No, I'm out. We're in the yard right now. And if you're not getting protection from the Eichen Bros, you're on the Eichen outs. You don't want to be sent down to the laundry and see the Eichen Bros. Andy Dufresne will tell you all about it.
Don't send me to the laundry with Andy Dufresne. I saw what happened to him.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals is Wednesday, 8 p.m. Game one of the NBA Finals is Thursday. Marlins play the Rockies tonight, 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Continues to be very, very rainy, very stormy in South Florida. I called it the tri-state area in the last hour, and yeah, I saw all your texts, jackasses. Tri-county area is under severe weather warnings, so please drive safely.
All right. I'll see if I can get to this Dolphins stat that I wanted to. We just went very long because I'm very excited about the Eichen Bros, so we'll see if we can get to it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, ho! Let's go!
Hawk and Crowder.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's give that to DBJ. I don't know if we ever gave him those four first lines. I'm Rob Bass. I came to get down.
Oh, I feel like we have, no?
I think we've given him It Takes Two, maybe, to make a thing go right, but I don't know if we've given him the first lines to that. Your mic is muted, CC.
Oh, okay. I don't think we give him that.
Here's what I wanted to get to about the Dolphins before we got sidetracked, and people are DMing me and texting in about Jonnu Smith. They're saying what we're about to do is make the same mistake with Jonnu Smith that we made with Liam Eichenberg, which is you're just going to say, "Oh, we don't have anyone better than him," and they're going to put Julian Hill at tight end and assume he can do whatever Jonnu Smith did, and you're going to get into the and I get it. I understand that. I totally get it. I just understand also why they're reluctant to give another player more money in a reworked contract, because I'm not certain that their decisions have worked out well for them.
I just walked out during the break and saw on ESPN about Tyreek Hill wanting to prove to his teammates he's elite. He had 81 catches for 960 yards. Like, those are hellified numbers, but it's not 2,000.
No.
So, like, you have to figure it out. I think, like, the Jalen Waddle contract is starting to look crazy, to be honest.
Yes.
He's not.
Unless they get rid of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle becomes your number one, then it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. But like I said, when they did it, I said, you can't pay two receivers $50 million and a quarterback. So it's 70 something million for three players. It's just, that's not a great business model.
There was a graphic that was sent out on Twitter from 33rd Team, and it was Dolphins passing offense under Mike McDaniel with Tua and without Tua. This was what I was going to bring up. And because David Fioronis had retweeted it and wrote, it's truly astonishing. Yes, most teams would see a drop off when their starting quarterback goes down, but not to this extreme extent, which goes back to my point where I was saying the most important acquisition during the offseason was the backup quarterback. And they ended up with Zach Wilson, which I didn't think showed the same sense of importance that I thought the backup quarterback was. But the passing offense stats under Mike McDaniel with Tua, EPA/dropback, tied for third in the league. Without Tua, 32nd in the league. Passing touchdowns per attempts with Tua, third in the league. Without Tua, 30th. In the league. Passing yards per attempt with Tua, second in the league. Without Tua, 25th in the league. Passing rating with Tua, second in the league. Without Tua, 32nd in the league. And completion percentage with Tua, fourth in the league. Without Tua, 29th in the league. And what Fioronis was saying, and it's so evident, the drop-off from Tua to the backups. So it tells you one of two stories. You can extrapolate it. It tells you one of two stories. Either Tua is that good, or their backup quarterback position has been atrociously bad. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a little combination of the both. But I think, for me personally, it plays to the story of Tua's that good. That this offense with Mike, which is why I believe the Dolphins are going to be good this coming season, and not many people do. But I think, again, he's got to remain healthy. That's a question mark, but he was the season prior. His numbers bear out, with Mike McDaniel, his numbers bear out an elite quarterback. And we know one thing in this league. If you have an elite quarterback, you are steps beyond every other team. And that's why I think they're going to be good, because when Tua's not in there, that team stinks.
Both sides. I don't want to play defense. I don't want to squirrel on this thing, but I have to. Everything was single digits when Tua was in there. Tua's a top 10 quarterback. 4, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8. Yeah, Tua's a top 10 quarterback. You failed with keeping Skylar Thompson around, with having Tyler Huntley come in here, with having Tim Boyle throw the ball out of bounds on fourth down, which I'll never forget that play, like the damn draw in Indianapolis with Tannehill. There's plays that just show me like this. Y'all are – this is crazy that this is an NFL team, NFL coaches, NFL GMs. I don't want to pile on Chris Greer today. And I don't know if it's him or Mike choosing his quarterback, but you give me Tyler Huntley, Tim Boyle, and Skylar Thompson to back up Tua, knowing that he has health risks, that's just the craziest thing in the world. Right now, Zach Wilson, game 4, Tua breaks his shoelace, so I don't want to wish anything bad on him, but Tua can't play for a couple quarters. Do y'all have – are y'all gung-ho about Zach Wilson running into this – into this? No. I want the boy from Texas. What's his name? Ewers?
Quinn Ewers.
I want Quinn Ewers to beat out Zach Wilson in camp to be the backup, because that would give me more confidence if he has to run in that game when Tua goes down.
When you look at those numbers or hear those numbers that I read, Solana, what does it say to you? Does it say to you that Tua is an elite level quarterback, or does it say to you that they have bad backup quarterbacks? In other words, if you're Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, you look at those numbers and what does it say to you? Like, you've got to decide what it says to you. Yes, we know how to call a great offense. Yes, we might have a porous offensive line, but Tua gets the ball out so quickly, it doesn't matter. It negates it. We've got a weakness that we can overcome, which, you know, is part of being a good coach. If you have a weakness, you find a way to overcome it. I don't know. I look at those numbers and I go, Tua's a damn good quarterback. Mike McDaniel's a good offensive play caller. And if they're both out there, you're going to have a good team.
You see those numbers, and it's hard to say that Tua's not a good quarterback. I mean, the Dolphins' offense thrived when those two were on the field together. Mike McDaniel calling the plays and Tua on the field. But what those numbers don't show, as Crowder just pointed to, is Tua going to be available? And I think those numbers, they're great, but is he going to be available? We have one season that proves that he can, and a lot of other seasons that proves that he can't. And you're running a massive risk continuing to put your organization's stability in somebody who lacks stability, who lacks the ability to be stable and healthy. So, I mean, you know my take on it. Like, I think Tua's good.
Okay, but if that's your only take on Tua, if your take is he's excellent, but I don't think he's healthy enough to be the starting quarterback, that's one thing. Most people don't have that nuance. Most Tua detractors, of which you are one, just say, yeah, Tua's no good. He's average.
I don't think he's average, but I do think he has a lot of shortcomings. You have to have a specific type of offense for him. He is not somebody who can take a hit. He's not somebody who's great on the run. And in this day and age, in the NFL, you need to be able at times to get out of the pocket and go make me a play. All the best quarterbacks do it. All the guys who end up
being
Pro Bowlers. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. He didn't, but is he Tom Brady? Do those numbers necessarily equate to being better in one game in the playoffs to Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? I don't buy it.
I think to me they tell a story of the people who keep saying about blow it up and it's not work. To me, you look at those numbers and you go, no, just keep him healthy. And I know easier said than done, but that's been my overriding point since the end of last season. They're a lot better than you think they are. You've got recency bias from last season. They're a lot better than you think they are.
Tua, it says to me, Tua is a top 10 quarterback. If you're in all top 10 stats, personally and team-wise, and EPAs and all these advanced analytical statistics, blah, 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 this nerd crap, you're an elite quarterback. When you go down for that four-game window, you score 11 points a game. That's an organizational, that's a Chris Greer, that's a Mike McDaniel problem. You can't call the same plays with Tim Boyle in there, because he throws the damn ball out of bounds on 4th and 7.
Or find someone that you can call the same plays with. Just find someone better.
Going,
Skylar Thompson was sitting in this building for years on years on years, and they couldn't evaluate that he can't win a game. Solana, don't you make a face because you love Skylar Thompson too. That's what it is. That's what the problem is. We have to find a reasonable backup, because if you're going to go down, Tom Brady missed that 1 year. Honest, remember when he tore his ACL when the safety hit him in the knee game one? We won the AFCs that year. You know what? We were 10-6. They were 10-6, but we won a tiebreaker with, I forget who the guy's name is. He was Tim Boyle before Tim Boyle, but they still won 10.
Yeah.
Was it Matt Castle? Yeah. Like, they still won double digit games. If Tua goes, if Tua's healthy, this is a 12-5 team. If Tua's not healthy, this is a 5-12 team.
That's fine.
The problem.
That's fine. And that's fine, though. That's fine, though. That to me is not a Tua problem, then. I mean, okay, maybe it is because he's got to stay healthy. But for me, like, if you can identify that you've got the right quarterback, to me, that's 75% of the game. That's why I just think that they're better than people give them credit for.
And I tell you, but Solana brings up those dogs. I just bring up the AFC. Patrick doesn't miss games. Lamar doesn't miss games.
Yes, he does.
Go to the NFC. Jalen doesn't miss games. Oh, Josh Allen is a damn tank.
Jalen, absolutely. Josh Allen, all those guys miss games. All those guys miss games.
They don't miss
every
games
single
like
guy
Tua.
That you just mentioned miss games.
They don't miss games like
we
Tua
got
misses
Tyler
games.
Huntley because Lamar Jackson missed games.
They don't. They're not missing a month. I don't think Lamar's. I can't remember Lamar missing a game.
He had
Josh.
He missed like 5-6 games in a row, which is why Tyler Huntley got the Pro Bowl nod.
Lamar had a huge span of consecutive seasons missing a lot of games. But since he got paid by Baltimore, he's been healthier. He's been more available. Hawk, there is some irony though in you saying the number one thing has to be keeping Tua Tagovailoa upright, keeping him healthy, coming off a segment where you created the Eichen Bros fan club.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Eichen Bros. I mean, if you're in, you're in. If you're not in, you're out.
I'm out.
If Liam...
Well, no, you're in.
If Liam Eichenberg...
No, you can't tell me I'm in.
No, you're in. You're in. You can only be beaten out. And we're not going to do that to you in this fragile state. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. No, we've had the conversation. We've come
games
to conclude.
Played. Lamar Jackson games played. 16, 15, 15, 12, 12, 16, 17. That's not
12.
Tua.
I mean, he's missing 5 games a season. Tua missed 5 games last season.
And then, but when Tua was missing 5 games, he was playing 16 and 17. Tua missed the whole season. Tua was sitting there with
the little
crumpled hands
the season prior. He played
Tua
17
was crumpled
games.
Hands. Tua's only played a full season one time.
Lamar was there any 17 game seasons up there for Lamar?
17, 16, 15, 15, 16. Three full seasons. Two, he missed one game. He probably missed that game because they were already locked into the number 2 seed in the AFC, Hawk.
Like,
let's not act like Lamar Jackson's injuries are Tua's injuries. And Lamar runs the ball, and he takes more hits.
And what's your point? 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get some headlines and have a little more fun.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.